unrequited. It was one of those things she refused to let go of, even though she regretted it more than nearly anything else in her life. Her friends told her it was a soul-crushing practice, but she disagreed. It was the one thing she knew she could rely on, even when everything else failed. She just couldn't give it up. From a distance, she could imagine all the happily ever after endings, and, to a small degree at least, watch them come to fruition. Her expectations were small. She had her boundaries. But she was frustrated, too. Manifesting her endings required a bit of cooperation from others, which she rarely got. Once, when she felt the stakes were higher than ever, she almost gave up. It interrupted her defense and made her doubt, but it never deterred her completely. Eventually, she came back to it. She'd shed more tears than she could count over the inevitable crash and burn, but still, in the end, she had journal pages to remind her of everything she adored right up until the moment of explosion. Or was it implosion? She wasn't sure which. For years, she relied on the certainty of not getting what she wanted, needed, craved. It was a constant in her life, and she'd become comfortable with her discomfort. Regret was as familiar to her as breathing, and she found it impossible to stop breathing. The detailed devil she knew was unkind, but at least it was recognizable. She could see it coming. She could manage. But managing isn't the same as living. Managing isn't the same as creating, nurturing, or choosing to fail. Failure had been thrust upon her more often than she had calendars to track. But at least she didn't have to fear it. She didn't have to sulk away into the shadows of despair because of it. Instead, she accepted what was meant to be, enjoying the tiny pieces of joy alongside the, but only, limitations. It wasn't the dream, but it was tolerable. Sometimes. The years of singing the same refrain, it's okay. I understand. I get it. It doesn't really matter. Became like armor or a magic spell, saving her from the misery she might endure if she actually spent the time and energy to learn the rest of the lyrics. What if she sang off key? What if she couldn't keep time with the right tempo? What if she had to be the soloist? The pressure of it was all more than she could bear. The risk of stumbling off the stage while hitting that high note was not something she could justify. So she kept to the chorus. It was safer. They came and went like waves lapping upon the shoreline. All the while, she stood her ground, protected from the tide, standing recalcitrant upon the coast, enjoying the view of each new sunset. She'd fabricated a breakwater to counteract the mystery of the moon's pull. The distance kept her safe, while still allowing her to drink in the dream of possibility. Until it didn't. When she discovered him, he was personified as a tempest to her will of order. She could not ignore him. She tried to sing the old song, but somehow, this time, it sounded wrong, forced, foreign. She reread the pages of the practiced words, reminded herself of the importance of manageability and the gift of, if only, in a world of never. She remembered the hole she couldn't, wouldn't have the energy to fill if she didn't resist an all-out retreat. Her anxiety swelled as she realized the multitude of cracks that would erupt from the earth and, most likely, swallow her whole if she allowed herself to become indulgent. So she went to him with the rules, the agenda, the expectations. He promised to comply. Instantly, she regretted the imposition she placed on him. How could she possibly expect him to make a promise to something so unpredictable? How could he condone and sympathize with her need to continue to play the game with the clear understanding that she never expected to win, even though she desperately believed she wanted to win, needed to win, deserved to win? Yet it was true, he was different, radically different, from the instant of that first connection. Perhaps this time she could continue to play without the pieces erupting from the game board into her face, leaving scars she could not manage and could not hide. She held on to the regret of allowing the old games to end. She thought the regret kept her safe. But perhaps this time she found an ally who was just as disinterested in the victory. Perhaps he was just as committed as she was to the game lasting 1,000 years or more. Perhaps he could be believed. Perhaps he could be trusted not to abandon her when their resolve to never quit became too tedious, ignorant, stale. It was her secret hope, although she screamed it often in a language few understood. Perhaps this time would be different. Perhaps this time she wouldn't have to manage. Perhaps this time she could simply have fun. Perhaps she could learn to say safe without regret. Perhaps.